Standard Oil Company of California welcomes you to the 12th program of the 22nd Annual Standard School Broadcast Course in Music Enjoyment. Presented and transcribed especially for you, our listening audience in the classrooms and homes throughout the Pacific West. Today, to tell you about Alaska, the first new land to be added to the map of our country after the Civil War, we shall use an Eskimo dance by Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, Aurora Borealis Overture by Henry Hadley, an Eskimo song from an Arctic village, and selections from Eskimo Suite, including the one now to be heard, Mala's Love for Abba by William Axt. Music just played was Mala's Love for Abba from the Eskimo Suite by William Axt. We shall hear more music from that suite today as Jack of All Tunes and I, Matt the Mapmaker, tell you about our imaginary trip to the Arctic Territory. Please listen carefully for the titles of the music to be played. Whenever possible, we have placed a clue to the title in the line just preceding the music. Well, last summer, Jack and I decided to take a trip to Alaska to learn something about the country, its people, and its customs and music. We boarded a sturdy ship and wound our way along the beautiful inland coastline. Life aboard an Alaskan passenger ship is an interesting one. There is an atmosphere of free and easy sociability and hospitality. We spent the days getting acquainted with the other passengers, and at night we all gathered in one of the lounges to entertain or be entertained. Well, Jack of All Tunes was a favorite on board, especially when he sang a folk song or started up a tune that soon had everyone joining in on the chorus.
I'll sing a song, it won't take long. If it's wrong, why ring the gong? Then I will say to you so long. Start it once for old Hong Kong. Then a tear will surely bring, and I'll call you a saucy thing. Then for the patrol you may ring and hear the coppers sweetly sing. Tarara bungare, tarara bungare. When mice were in my flat, I went out and got a cat, took it home and there it sat. But the mice were wise to that, so every time the mice would see that old cat, they'd laugh in glee, and as safe as they could be, in their hole they'd sing to me. Tarara bungare, 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 tarara.
Oh, that was wonderful. Tarara Boomdere has been sung from the Bowery to London to the Klondike and back again.
Well, let's have another song.
Yes, another song. How about that?
Restful and quiet, huh, Jack?
All right, I'll sing one of my favorites of the 90s.
Cedars am a-humming round a honeysuckle vine. Sleep Kentucky, babe. Sandman am a-coming to this little babe of mine. Sweet Kentucky, babe. Silvery moon am shining in the heavens up above. Bobolink am pining for his little lady love.
You is mighty lucky, babe of old Kentucky. Close your eyes in sleep. Fly away, fly away, fly away, Kentucky babe. Fly away to rest. Fly away. Lay your little curly head on your daddy's breast.
Kentucky, babe. I'd almost forgotten it. Mighty fine singing, Yak.
Thank you, Chris. When do you suppose we'll be sighting the headlands, Chris? We've been out 5 days now.
Oh, we've already sighted them. But we can't go through the Unimak Pass from the Gulf of Alaska into the Bering Sea until morning. We should reach Nome in about 3 days. That is, with good weather.
How's the water for fishing?
Well, one of our boys, Nunuk Jim, says it's fine. Tell you what, if you get bored with the trip after we get through the pass, you might watch Jim. He's a first-class fisherman. You might get some pointers as you watch him fishing in quiet waters. This is Nome. Look, the people are coming out in boats to greet us.
Mr. Chris, we ready to go ashore. We ready. We see family soon. Now we travel in swift kayak to visit family. Umiak will take supplies.
Well, Jack, we might as well start learning now. What is a kayak?
She very fast boat. Carry sometime 2 people, sometime 1.
Are those kayaks, those big boats?
No, those Umiak. Big skin boat for hunt Ugarat. Big bearded seal. Umiak carry much load, many people. Umiak carry all kind fish and game. Umiak carry us to shore. Umiak carry us to hunt walrus. Walrus hunt very fine sport, very fine ivory. All Eskimos like to go on walrus hunt.
Thank you. welcome, welcome. Chris Jensen, welcome. You bring the summer. We are happy to see you again.
Who's that big fellow?
That Umalikba, big chief.
He speaks mighty good English for being the big chief of the Eskimos.
Sure. He go to government school for many years. He learn read, write, say nice words. He learn to help people. Make Alaska a nice place to live. He dandy, Umalikba.
Come on over here. I want you to meet my friends. Jack of all tunes and Matt the Macmaker. This is Mala, Umalikbur, big chief of the Eskimos of Nome.
Welcome. We have waited many months for you people from the south.
Hello. We're glad to be here.
We have spent many days preparing a festival for you. So first we shall go to the Kozga. Now follow me and watch your heads. What do you say in the States? Low bridge?
Here we are. This is storm shelter for Kozga. Kozga Public Music Hall, where entertainment is held.
A music hall in the frozen north? Well, I'll be.
I'll go first and show you how we enter the Kozga, or music hall.
You next, Jack. Then Matt. Then, now, down on your hands and knees. Push the head against the covering of skin that hangs down over the wall and the inside to keep the freezing air out. Then crawl through. That's it.
There. Everybody in? Skin securely over opening? Good. Now, see? We are ready for Ipani, old-time dance. Everyone is in festive mood. Let us entertain our guests with an Eskimo dance. Since they have just returned from the south, let us dance the returning hunter.
I've never seen anything like this in my life before, Jack. Have you?
No. Look how the hunters jump around, throwing their arms above their heads, then to their sides, keeping perfect time with the music. Matt, this is a very impressive and novel spectacle.
Now the women will join in the dance. But see, they don't move from the one spot they have selected. They only bend gracefully at the knees in perfect harmony to the beat of the drums, at the same time leaning slightly forward and waving their arms gracefully above their heads.
They never miss a beat, do they?
No.
Maybe we ought to sign up that drummer. He's pretty good.
He made his drum by stretching the stomach of the walrus over a hoop made from whalebone. And he beats it with his fingertips, or sometimes with a long, thin, flexible stick. The Eskimos often have contests and crown the king of the drums.
Well, this dance is certainly a beautiful lesson in calisthenics.
Like our dance?
Yes, it was wonderful.
I don't see where you people get the energy.
We must move around all the time. It is not good to fall into lazy habits, else we may freeze in the winter time. Shall we find food and rest ourselves?
Oh, that's a fine idea. I haven't had any good old muktuk for over a year. Lead me to it.
What's muktuk?
It's a very popular food with us. It is the black skin of the whale. Come, I'll get you some. Abba, some muktuk for our guests. There, have some.
Plates?
Plates? No, muktuk.
They don't know how to eat it, Mala. Watch me. Reach in the kettle, select the piece you want with your fingers, take hold of it with your teeth, like this, and cut off a chunk with a savik, this open-bladed knife. That's good. Have some. Might as well try it.
After you, Matt.
Well, okay. It's about 2 inches thick and looks like a rubber boot heel.
What does it taste like?
Beech nuts. Yeah, beech nuts. Say, this is good. Come on, try it, Jack.
What is the matter? Don't you wish to partake of our food and hospitality, sir?
Oh, sure. I was just waiting till it cooled off a bit. Sure, I'll have some. I'll have a lot.
Good. While you finish eating, I will go and tell the singer that we want the song.
Ah, there's a fine host. And this is fine food. And Abba is a fine wife.
Is that his wife, the small, pretty woman over there?
Yes, that is Abba. Mala is quite right when he says she is the prettiest girl in Nome. And they have the nicest little Eskimo baby. The last I saw her, Abba was singing her to sleep with an Eskimo lullaby.
Have you finished eating?
Yes, we're all finished.
Come then. We will have a song. Jim has gone to find the hunter. He will tell you all about the Northern Lights.
While we're waiting, suppose you tell our friends Jack and Matt something about the life here in Alaska.
Gladly.
Doesn't the vast wasteland of snow and ice depress you?
Oh, no. In fact, it's just the other way. Nothing is more thrilling than to skim over the snow behind a swift and faithful dog team. We call it mushing.
The only thing I know about mushing or Alaska, I read in Jack London's wonderful book, The Call of the Wild. A story about a sledge dog in this great land of ice and snow.
You know, the word Alaska really means great land. And Alaska is great in many ways. I learned in the government school that the area is 586,400 square miles. That's many fields if you have to travel by dog team. The highest mountain in North America, Mount McKinley, is in Alaska. There are many minerals and much lumbering. And there is coal enough in Alaska to supply the world for ages to come. Our people catch and can many tons of salmon each year. We supply the world with many valuable furs, with ivory from the tusks and teeth of the walrus, carved into trinkets. And we have many fine modern airports and roads. It is not unusual today to see an Eskimo load his whole family, including his dog team, into a plane to be flown to better hunting grounds. But we have our bad times, too. Sometimes, the pressure ridges trap man and beast. The wind blows the ice in from the ocean and forces it up into high ridges. And if it is your misfortune to be caught on the ice at such time, you cannot but die. It is a frightening thing. Sometimes the ice flow breaks off from the main body and carries man or beast far out to sea and certain death. Sometimes a man falls in icy water, and when he pulls himself up on the bank, his wet clothes freeze fast immediately, and he becomes a prisoner frozen to the icy ledge. Sometimes the winters are so cold, there is no food, no ducks, no reindeer, no whale, walrus, or seal. Sometimes we have been forced to kill our faithful dogs to keep our families from starving. Then there are the things of beauty, the snowflakes, the flower-like ice crystals, the glaciers, the placid river formed when the ice pack moved in. Then it suddenly breaks away, leaving a blue-black strip of luminous water between two huge cliffs of ice. A radiant, sparkling highway of water shimmering under the midnight sun.
Mala, you make Alaska sound so wonderful and interesting.
Yes, Mala, tell us more.
Ah, Jack and Matt, you cannot learn all about the Northland in one little hour.
I have found the hunter. He says he will tell us what he saw when he was in Wainwright.
Good, good. Let him begin.
Hee-yo, yee-yucky, hee-yo, yee-yucky, yungy, 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 ya, wee, wee, wee. Kalu-tapinga, kalu-tapinga, yungy, yungy, ya, hee, ha.
Saying, Mala?
He is telling you many things. Things that we Eskimos see and feel when we behold the aurora borealis. I myself have witnessed the aurora as low as the housetops. It is like a great heavenly boulevard of yellow gold. Then suddenly it changes to immense streamers waving in the thin cold air, rising and falling, opening and closing. Sometimes it becomes a great curtain suspended from a pole, while some unseen power keeps it in motion from end to end like a serpent. Then it disappears to return suddenly and assume other fantastic shapes, darting here and there. Sometimes one end of the aurora will wind itself up into a great ball of many brilliant colors. Then the colors unwind separately and disappear. Its mysterious radiance glorifies the Arctic heavens during the long northern night. The aurora borealis brings breathtaking beauty and splendor to Alaska.
With the music of Aurora Borealis by Henry Hadley, we conclude today's Standard School broadcast. Matt and Jack told you of their visit to Alaska and some of the interesting things they learned through the music of Eskimo Suite by William Axt. Incidentally, we wish to call attention to an error in some of the teacher's manuals. In connection with today's lesson, some manuals list the composer of the Eskimo Suite as the late William Axt. Mr. Axt, we are happy to announce, is very much alive and still associated with the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. The movements used from Eskimo Suite were Lullaby, Fishing in Quiet Waters, Walrus Hunt, In Festive Mood, Mala's Love for Abba, and Mushing. The dance titled The Returning Hunter was from Mrs. H. H. A. Beach's collection of four Eskimo dances. The songs included an Eskimo song to the Northern Lights and two popular American songs of the 90s, Ta-ra-ra Boom Dere and Kentucky Babe. Next week, we shall tell you about our island outposts, Hawaii and Samoa. So be sure to listen for your favorite Hawaiian songs. Hawaiian War Chant, Hawaiian Cowboy, Aloha Oe, King Serenade, Lovely Hula Hands, and Moon of Manakura. The orchestral numbers will include Old Hawaii and Hawaiian Festival Overture by Dai Kyong Lee. The Standard School broadcast is presented and transcribed in San Francisco for your listening pleasure. The orchestra is under the direction of Carmen Dragon. Jack Cahill plays Matt the Mapmaker, and Clancy Hayes is your jack of all tunes. This is John Grover speaking.